A Toronto artist is aiming to tackle the homelessness crisis by beautifying neighborhood homes and businesses across Toronto and in South Georgian Bay, one brushstroke at a time. Lee Romberg is the creative mind behind Painted Doors of Toronto and Painted Doors of South Georgian Bay, a new venture that raises money for homelessness services through the design and installation of carefully crafted door art and wall murals. Romberg, a Toronto resident and full-time artist, works with homeowners and businesses to customize an expressive concept that suits the property's particular needs and surroundings. Pop culture tributes, geometric patterns, and bold designs have been slowly popping up around downtown since he began unleashing his work after COVID-19 restrictions lifted. A regular visitor to Collingwood, Romberg said he has future aspirations to move to Collingwood one day, which is why he decided to expand the Toronto project here. "It's like a happy place for me. Any chance I get to be there, I take," said Romberg. "I've always loved Collingwood and the Bay Area, and I've always wanted to paint something there." Lee Romberg's work has been popping up around various residential and commercial spaces throughout Toronto. Photo supplied. Whether he's painting front doors, sheds, garages, retail doors, or wall murals, both interior and exterior, Romberg said each piece is completely unique and never duplicated. "A door is very personal, so my job is to come up with something cool and appropriate for the surroundings, the space and the people," he told Toronto Today. "That can range from sophisticated and elegant in a design context, or it can be whimsical and fun. I ask a lot of questions of people if they're open to it, because the more I understand of them, the better I can do," he added. Lee Romberg made a dicey upgrade to the entranceway of this Toronto business. Photo supplied. As part of the South Georgian Bay Initiative, 15% of the profit Romberg makes from every commission will be donated to the Mobile Soup Kitchen in Collingwood. A recent study from the Association of Municipalities of Ontario found that more than 80,000 people are experiencing homelessness across the province, up at least 25% since 2022. Recognizing the issue has gotten far out of hand, Romberg felt compelled to do something about it. "This project started from a frustration of seeing the sheer presence and prevalence of the growing problem of homelessness," he said. "Painted Doors is a win-win for everybody. It beautifies a person's space while helping, in some small way, this prevalent problem that doesn't seem to be getting better." Lee Romberg's work on display. Photo supplied. Drawing since he was 5, Romberg has fond memories of taking painting and sculpting classes at the Art Gallery of Ontario throughout his childhood and teenage years. He eventually had the opportunity to provide instruction there. Advised by his parents not to pursue art professionally, much of Romberg's adult life was spent working in other creative industries like film and fashion. Art took a backseat for a significant portion of his life as floor art became a hobby on the side. But when the pandemic put the world on pause in 2020, he had the chance to reflect on what made him happiest in life. It wasn't long after that Romberg rediscovered his true calling. "At my core, I am an artist," he said. "With a bit of rebellion involved, I had to relearn and reacquaint with the things I was dissuaded from doing. I started these installations about 3 years ago with the skills from throughout my whole life." Toronto painter and muralist Lee Romberg. Photo supplied. Evident in many of Romberg's commissions is his love for pop culture. "I'm a music and film lover, so a lot of my work by default would be inspired in some way by that," he said. "Throwbacks, video games, it can build from that. On the other hand, it doesn't always lend itself to the space. A lot of my work tends to get geometrical and very painstaking, but worth it in the end because it looks very striking." Lee Romberg's artistic rendition of the typewriter scene in the 1980 horror classic, The Shining, graces this Toronto garage. Photo supplied. Romberg recalled one of his bigger projects where he had the chance to design and paint a Dire Straits love mural at a music store in the Beaches. "I thought, nobody had seen these characters in forever, wouldn't it be cool to have them? A lot of people in that neighborhood are of the age who would have remembered that band, so they were really jazzed by it. That's the reaction I want. It has to be spectacular, he said. Eventually, Romberg would like to develop a map that tracks all the painted doors and murals he's completed since he returned to Toronto's art scene 3 years ago. Lee Romberg recreated the classic video game Brick Breaker for one of his commissions. Photo supplied. Residents interested in having their door or wall commissioned can contact Romberg for more information. Pricing depends on the level of detail, amount of coverage and surface prep requirements, he said. He's also not opposed to expanding the project to other communities, if the demand is there. It takes a village, and it starts with you, he said. Anything is possible, and I love a challenge. I want more beauty around, and this is a great chance to do that where everybody benefits. With files from Jessica Owen.